reason. There's a movie coming out this week, and it's going to take people back to Michael Jordan's finest cinematic work. What is it?
Correct. It is a movie called GOAT. As many sports fans know, GOAT is an acronym for the greatest of all time. But in this case, GOAT is an animated sports comedy about a literal goat, a kid, if you will, who has big dreams of becoming a professional roar ball player, which is basically basketball on steroids, as far as I can tell. And the whole thing is produced by NBA legend Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry, who I believe is also a voice in the movie. And it's just a lot of animated animals playing a fake sport. And it's from Sony Pictures Animations, which is the studio behind the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movies, and who are just coming off the massive success of K-pop Demon Hunters. And the animation actually looks pretty similar to both those movies. And I would say the vibe is very much animated Space Jam, just minus the humans, as far as I can tell.
Doesn't sound
starts playing with Lindsay on Friday.
Doesn't sound too bad to me, I would say. Goat.
I deserve that.
Yeah. So that's one for the kids, but it's also Valentine's Week. What do you got at the Lindsay Theater? Anything like a romance kind of movie, something that couples might want to go to?
It's funny you ask that, Scott. So this is one of those weeks where, you know, sometimes the counter programming just comes to you. You don't have to do too much effort to figure it out. And so for about a month or two, our ethos has been, okay, Valentine's Day weekend. We're going to make sure that, you know, couples can either go watch Goat with their kids, or they can drop their kids off to see Goat while they go watch Wuthering Heights.
Ooh.
Which, also coming to the Lindsay this Friday, it's the adaptation of the 19th century Emily Bronte novel. It's from Emerald Fennell, who's an Oscar-winning screenwriter. And she's the director of Promising Young Woman and Saltburn. So if you've seen either of those movies, you know her MO is big. Everything she does is bombastic and lots of spectacle. And so this one stars Margot Robbie and Jacob Bellorti in the main roles. If you've seen the trailer, there is so much yearning. Like, the most yearning I think I've seen in a trailer in a long, long time. So, if you're down for what I at least believe is going to be a twisted romance on Valentine's Day, and honestly, it seems like a pretty steamy one at that, Wuthering Heights.
Now, I see, as you mentioned, Margot Robbie, but who's stepping into the Laurence Olivier role from the original? Who's this guy that's playing the lead?
I am assuming you're talking about Jacob Elordi.
Is that his name? Okay.
And yeah, playing Heathcliff. He's he's currently an Oscar nominee. He was in Frankenstein last year, Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein adaptation on Netflix. And he's currently up for Best Supporting Actor for the role of Frankenstein. And I would argue that he's by far the best part of that movie. And I would imagine even more people know him from his role on Euphoria.
Oh.
And I believe he's also going to be in Euphoria season 3. As he's been Nate now, one of the worst characters on television. And by worst, I mean one of the worst people you'll ever see. But no, he's a fantastic actor, and he's also the tallest human being alive. So he and Margot Robbie are going to have a fun height disparity.
I saw the original Wuthering Heights. The only thing I remember is somebody yelling Heathcliff. That's all I remember. But I know it's
wouldn't be shocked that happened 12 times in this one.
But it's a classic though, and I'm looking. The runtime is 2 hours and 16. That's not bad. I was thinking this would be some 3-hour epic, but I can 2 hours 16. That sounds good for a love story.
Yeah, no, it's a February Valentine's Day date movie. Like you again, if you drop your kids off to see Goat and you go see Wuthering Heights, you'll all get home at the same time.
Now, someone just mentioned Oscars. I know you guys have had some Oscar movies at the Lindsay, but there's also going to be some conversation about that coming up. What's happening there?
I have trained you so well. yeah, I know. You're teeing me up great. So this Sunday, February 15th at 2 p.m., is going to be our second annual Oscars talk. We did this for the first time last year. So, you know, when you give me the great introductions you give me every time, you always fail to mention that in addition to my role as the Lindsay, I am also a founding member of the Pittsburgh Film Critics Association. And so last year I called a couple of my fellow PSCA members, Guns of the Lindsay, and we just spent an hour talking about the Oscars, answering everyone's burning questions about how the evening's going to play out or how we believe it'll play out. And we are doing that exact same thing again on Sunday. It's going to be Sean Collier with Shady Avenue Magazine, Lindsay Barr with the Associated Press, Amanda Waltz, who's a local arts journalist who was Pittsburgh City Paper's A&E editor, Megan McLaughlin, the co-founder of The Contending, and me. We'll be on hand for an hour or more if people are having fun. And it's a free, unticketed event. And if you have questions about how the Oscars process works, if you're wondering why certain movies seem to be underperforming with voters, if you're just baffled by why any of this matters, we are here for you. Ooh. And that's what this event is for.
Would it be a spoiler if I asked you what is the one Oscar movie you think either is going to win or the one you think everyone needs to see? If there's one movie they need to catch up with and haven't seen yet, what would that be?
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil that question, but I will say that the two, I think, most relevant Oscar movies this year are likely Sinners and One Battle After Another. And we played One Battle After Another a few weeks ago. And for the next 2 days, we are still playing Sinners. And if you haven't seen Sinners, which is Sinners and One Battle After Another are probably my number one and number two, favorite movies of last year. So it's one of those rare years where it seems like the 1-2 punch at the Oscars is the correct one, and I would recommend seeing them both.
Sinners, that's the one Michael B. Jordan plays twins, is that right?
Correct, and he is incredible, and he more than deserved that Best Actor nomination.
An Oscar-nominated actress and Josh Allen wife, Hailee Steinfeld, also in that, right? Huh? Huh?
That is exactly how she wants it to be categorized at all times, I'm sure, yes.
Couldn't resist. All right, we're talking to Josh and Lindsay Theater. So a couple other movies you have in the next few days. I'm seeing The Secret Agent. That looks intriguing.
Yeah, no, right now, at this exact moment, we're playing four Best Picture nominees.
Ooh.
So yeah, The Secret Agent is a Brazilian movie. Stars Best Actor nominee, Wagner Moura. It's basically about a guy who gets into some political trouble, and he's on the run, and he's trying to start a new life for himself and his son, but everything around him is conspiring to stop that from happening. Now, that's an epic. It's at least 2.5 hours, maybe more. But it's really well done. It's intriguing. It's oddly funny at spots. And fun fact, the film is set in Recife, Brazil, which is also the hometown of the CEO of the Lindsay.
Oh, that's right. How about that? Small world. You're also showing Sentimental Value. That's got Elle Fanning and Stellan Skarsgård. He was a hit at the Golden Globes. He always gives a good speech. What can you tell us about that one?
That dude is the most sardonically funny person in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Sentimental Value is a Norwegian film. A couple of years ago, the director, if I'm mispronouncing his name, I apologize, Joachim Trier. He came out with The Worst Person in the World, which is kind of like a new twist on the rom-com that got people's attention. And that Sentimental Value is his, it's a family drama. Stellan Skarsgård plays a famous Hollywood director who is at a point in his life and career where he realizes that maybe he wasn't the best father. And both of the actors who play his daughters are nominated for Oscars. Stellan Skarsgård is the favorite, I would say, for Best Supporting Actor. And Elle Fanning is up for Supporting Actress. She plays an American actor who's starring in his latest movie in a very revealing role, I'll just say that. It's a family drama. It's very good. Bring tissues.
So some of these movies you're mentioning, they're not playing at your local 10-screen Cinemex. Some of them are blockbusters. And that's kind of the point of the Lindsay, isn't it? You're showing the big movies, but you're also showing some acclaimed movies that don't always get out to some of the other theaters.
Yeah, we're afforded a lot of leeway in the movies we get, which is why for the last month we've been largely focusing on the Oscar-nominated movies. But then again, like I said, this coming weekend, Goat and Wuthering Heights just drop into our lap. And what are we going to do? Say no to, like, the Barbenheimer of our time?
I like that.
The Goating Heights, the Wuthering Goat.
Goating. have you trademarked that yet?
I just did.
Oh, fair enough. I got the proof. And for our documentary fans and history fans, I see this event coming up February 26th at the Lindsay Theater, the Swickley Valley Historical Society presenting the American Revolution. We're getting into Ken Burns territory there.
Correct. So we're doing three events over the next few months with the Swickley Valley Historical Society in honor of America's 250th birthday. And yeah, the first one is Thursday, February 26th at 2 p.m. We're going to be showing episode one of Ken Burns' The American Revolution docuseries. And even if you've seen it, which I imagine everyone and their mother has, you haven't seen it on a big screen. I can guarantee you that. And this one will also be followed by a virtual Q&A with Dr. Holly Mayer, who I believe is a professor emeritus of history at Duquesne. And she's also written a bunch of books about, like, American history in that colonial America era. So you'll get to watch the documentary, you get to hang out with the Swickley Valley Historical Society, and you're going to get to hear from a really, really knowledgeable historian, and just, you're going to learn something no matter what that evening.
That is a February 26th screening. You can buy tickets in advance at thelindsaytheater.org. How you guys been? We all that 18 inches of snow we had and people cooped up in -0 degrees or whatever. Have you guys been busy? Are people getting out? Or do you think you're going to see a lot of that now that cabin fever is really setting in?
Well, we had to close for the 2 days that snow was just enveloping this region. But we have such a good team. They physically dug us out. And plus, we had a couple local sixth graders who just came over, and I guess we handed them shovels, and they helped with the digging out process. And so, yeah, we were able to open safely the Tuesday after that snowstorm, and we've been going strong ever since. And, yeah, as anybody who goes outside realizes, it is a balmy, like, 33 degrees, which feels like a tropical paradise after the last 2 weeks. And, yeah, it's a perfect time to start getting out and seeing movies.
So
again, we got two bangers coming this weekend.
Again, that's Wuthering Heights and Goats. Good mix of for the kids, for the adults. Now, how about parking? Am I going to be okay? Is there like a big mound of mountain of snow on the streets, or am I going to find a parking space?
Swickley's relatively dug out. You might have some trouble on the side streets, but in terms of the main parking areas, we'll make sure you get to see movies. I promise that the Lindsay will do everything in our power to make sure if you want to partake in Wuthering Ghost, you'll be able to do.
All right, and remind people one more time to be in the loop on what the Lindsay's got coming to Swickley there. You guys have a newsletter and a website. Kind of fill people in how they can be the first to know what movies are coming.
Yeah, correct. Our website is thelindsaytheater.org. You can subscribe to our newsletters. We put out a full one every Tuesday and a weekend shortlist every Friday. I do both of those, so if you love them, you're welcome, and if you hate them, don't at me. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, where I make sure everyone knows what's going on at all times.
I can hear your voice when I read those. I can hear your pithy style, your sense of humor.
I'd be offended if you didn't.
All right. You're your former reporter. Is there anything I forgot to ask you or anything else you want to bring up about the Lindsay Theater in Swickley? Go ahead.
Oh, again, you're also a former reporter, so you know to ask that question at the end of interviews. But, the only thing that I would like to mention is that in addition to the Oscars talk, we're also currently running our Oscars contest.
Oh.
Which I believe the Oscars talk will be exactly what you need to potentially win this contest. And so we've got printed Oscar ballots out at the theater. You can just pick them up. Everyone has until Saturday, March 14th at 8 p.m., aka the evening before the Oscars, to fill out their ballots and give them back to our box office. And the person with the most accurate ballot to what actually happens on Oscars night, they also have to get Best Picture, right?
Yes.
They will win a free non-transferable pass for free movies for the rest of 2026.
Whoa!
So that's what's at stake here. free movies at the Lindsay for the rest of the year. So come to my Oscars talk, learn everything you need to know about what's going to happen on Oscars night, and then you will win. I cannot guarantee that, but I'm going to still say it out loud.
Sounds like a win-win-win. And you guys are also giving us a couple of tickets. We're going to be giving those away through a contest, too. So I'll let our listeners know about that. So, all right, Josh, love the Lindsay. Love the popcorn. The best in the world. Keep up the great work.
Absolutely. That coconut butter, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Keep it up. Take care.
Likewise.
That was Josh Axelrod of the Lindsay Theater in Sewickley. As you mentioned, for right in time for Valentine's Day, Wuthering Heights, brand new version with the incredible Margot Robbie, and then Goats, an animated film. If you remember Space Jam back in the day, Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan, the basketball player, collabing on that. This is kind of a modern version involving Steph Curry, the current NBA star and legend. So good stuff. You want to see the full schedule, go to thelindsaytheater.org. Lindsay is spelled L-I-N-D-S-A-Y.
One of the greatest honors a person